On the show today, we have Musa Mota, an inspirational dancer who's making waves on the national and international stage. Having his legs amputated due to cancer when he was a child, Musa has pushed through boundaries to reach his dream of becoming a contemporary dancer. He has competed in many dance competitions and has even been featured in Greek One Dance and DJ Kanyani's Waiting For You music video. He is here today to talk about his dance journey. Welcome to the show, Musa. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you for the invite. And I'm good, thank you.
Before we talk about your dance, can you please tell us more about your experience of being here in hospital when you were a child?
I wouldn't lie and say that I was a superhero and I was strong the whole time. It was really challenging. It was difficult. And it was inspiring at the same time, you know. And I'd say that, you know, the people that were around me, my family, you know, they were supportive. And that's actually the positive drive that I had. And again, the mindset that I had was always positive. I think that chemotherapy, it absorbs all your energy. And at some point in time, it takes your life. You know what I mean? So my experiences were really, you know, traumatic. I lost people that I was close with, my friend, and yeah, I saw life from, you know, the present life and the old life and the future life. You know, it was weird, but I understand now because I'm grown. I can easily analyze life.
I heard that you are a Reach for a Dream recipient and that this inspired you to become a dancer. Can you please tell us more about this?
Oh, yes, that's true. They bought me a sound system and a DJ and sound system, CDJs and two speakers. I started to play music and then I took the career of DJing until I found another special way of expressing myself through music. Because of love of music, I couldn't de-attach. That's what they did for me, and I actually, you know, think that they are the root of what I am today, because without them, I don't think maybe I was gonna be able to have the life that I have right now.
What were some of the challenges you faced with dancing?
The challenges was to adapt to new styles. But I wouldn't say it defeated me because I always found new ways of doing things. So it was about how do I actually adjust to adapt. At some point, I don't have to adjust. I need to adapt so that I can adjust. And again, it was about principles, experiences from the teachers, from my peers, my colleagues. I think for quite some time now, I have been, you know, developing my own skill. My own technique that I actually want to write a book about and start teaching people who are actually physically challenged.
Today, we are talking about children's rights in hospital. Why do you think children's rights are important?
Children's rights are very, very, very important. And I think this topic should actually be, you know, prioritized, because a lot of kids in the hospital don't actually experience the warmth of their rights, you know, and some of them, they don't know their rights, so they just leave, they just go to hospital and they just abide the rules, listen to instructions, and that's it. You know, a kid needs to play and have a safest place and feel safe. They must have food, you know, proper food. They must have, there's a lot I know, you know, they taught us this other time, the rights. And I'm actually, you know, happy that you asked this question. It implies that there are people who are actually, you know, paying attention to this topic. So I'd say, you know, children's rights are very important in the hospital, because when a kid gets, you know, satisfied, they actually change their mindset real quick and they can heal real quick.
What words of motivation do you have for children here in hospital?
First of all, you need to find a friend, because you can't spend more time alone in the hospital, you know, thinking about, you know, what you're going through and all of that, the more you shift your mind away from what you are facing, the more safer and healthier it is. Find somebody to talk to. Find something that is actually, you know, going to inspire you, and that is going to make you think positively and think about, you know, how you're going to tackle this life after the situation you are facing right now. Think about, you know, playing with your friends at home. Think about 90% of your time, think about going home. You're thinking about, you know, playing with your friends at home. What are you gonna do at home? You know, it's actually gonna boost your immune system, and you're going to be positive, because all you'll be thinking about is you need to heal so that you can go home, you know. So yeah, and believe that nothing is impossible. If you're a believer, pray more, you know. And again, eat. You need to eat so that you can be strong. You need to eat. That one I need to emphasize. You need to eat. Because if you don't eat, you're going to be weak. And you're not going to go home. And you're going to take time there at the hospital. So eat. Think positively. And believe that nothing is impossible. You're going to heal. And pray more.
Thank you so much, Musa, for making time to talk with me. I hope you have a great day further.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.